The United States has always drawn people from all over the world who are fleeing religious and political persecution. They flock here seeking a safe haven. They want asylum. But today, a bipartisan federal commission warned that the government is mistreating many of those asylum seekers. NPR's Daniel Zwerdling has the story.
Members of the Presidential Commission and their staff traveled across the country to find out, how do government officials handle people who are applying for asylum? More than 100,000 immigrants applied last year, and commission researchers who wrote the report said they were shocked by how the system often treats them. Craig Haney is a psychologist who spent his career studying prisons. He says he and his colleagues realized that Homeland Security has a very tough job. They have to figure out which immigrants might be terrorists and which ones deserve America's protection. He says you can have national security and treat people humanely at the same time. But Homeland Security often abuses immigrants.
It's shocking because they come here expecting or hoping for freedom, and instead what they find is that they're incarcerated and treated like criminals.
Congress set up this commission back in the late 1990s. It's called the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom. But Congress told them, we want you to investigate how the U.S. handles all kinds of immigrants who want asylum, including people who are fleeing from political and sexual persecution, everything. Now, when immigrants get off the plane or ship and they say, I want to apply for asylum, they have to convince Homeland Security that they have good reason to fear that they'll be persecuted if they go back home. They go through a series of interviews, and they eventually go to court, where an immigration judge decides to let them stay or deport them. While their case is pending, government officials have a choice. They can either let the asylum seekers live wherever they want, or they can put them in detention. The commission found that government officials generally lock them up for months. Craig Haney says, remember, many of these immigrants have seen death squads murder their families back home. They've been raped by gangs of soldiers. They've been tortured. Now the Department of Homeland Security puts them in jail.
We went into one where you have people who are lying on bunks during the day. They have almost no personal property. They're in uniforms. There's nothing for them to do. If they want to use the toilet, they have to use the toilet in the presence of other people.
Victor Cerda is the top official at Homeland Security who's in charge of this detention program. He says he's only had time to skim the report, which came out today. But he says, remember, thousands of people who apply for asylum go into hiding every year without showing up for their hearings. So the government has good reason to lock some of them up. But Cerda says, in general, he welcomes this report.
Part of our operation style here, I think, is to listen to their feedback and figure out where we can make some changes to improve the system.
The commission report urges the government to overhaul the asylum system to make it more humane. Daniel Zwerdling, NPR News.
You can read the report on asylum seekers by the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom at our website, npr.org.